Okay, good afternoon, everyone. And we have the Treasurer still here?
Yep.
And the Secretary of State?
Right, I'm here.
All right, and Tom is still here, too?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll call the meeting to order. And our first piece of business is the September 15th minutes, and they're up for approval. I've reviewed them, and I will make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second them then.
Any discussion about those? Then all in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
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 Aye. All right. Then we do have...
a whole bunch of loans. I mean, look here. I'm trying to get to them.
Yep.
I think there was it 19? No, 14. Now, I'd make a motion to approve the 14 loans for about $5.5 million.
Just one piece of business before we go on to a second. Tom, have these been approved for proper public purpose?
Yes, they have.
Okay. I'll second the motion to approve the loans. Is there any discussion regarding these? Okay. See, one of the biggest ones, I'm just curious, refinancing WRS pension liability. Is it just that for the money, the municipality can get a better rate with us than somewhere else? Is that why they would do this?
Pretty much. If we roll the clock back 37 years ago, I think, is when municipalities in Wisconsin joined the Wisconsin retirement system. And what happened is a lot of communities didn't have enough money set aside for the new pension benefits that their employees would get under the Wisconsin retirement system. So employee trust funds said, that's okay. We'll just issue an IOU, and you can pay us back over time. And the rate that you will pay us back at is dependent upon the growth in your payroll over the years. And they had estimated every community's payroll would grow at a certain rate. Well, that wasn't the case. And so here we are all these years later, and there's a number of communities that still haven't caught up and paid ETF back. Meanwhile, ETF is charging them, I believe, 6.8% interest on those. And so every so often, one of these communities finally gets around to refinancing it rather than paying ETF all that. So.
Wow.
Yeah, this is Doug. We had a whole bunch of those a few years ago.
Well, I don't have any other discussion. Anyone else have anything regarding the loans? Then all in favor of approving these 14 loans, say aye.
Aye, Doug.
Aye.
And aye. Then item we have for this agenda relates to the sale of 6 40-acre parcels ECPL land in Iron County. We have a lot of materials attached relating to that. Oh, well, I'm sorry. I did skip an item. I apologize. Just let me back up on that old business item first. In terms of selection process, just so there's a record, we were not able to get all of the commissioners together for an in-person meeting this week, so we have rescheduled the closed session meeting until 2 weeks from now. At that meeting, when we hope to have all of us together in person to have that discussion, so we're not really doing anything today to move on that issue. I'll just report one thing: I did receive since our last meeting another cover letter and resume. So I think that brings the total up to 4 people, including the acting executive secretary. And at this point now, prior to the next meeting, I will take the 3 I have, and I will make copies of those and distribute those to the other commissioners. My office has received an open records or public records request relating to those resumes and things, and while that's information we may release down the road, we have declined that at this point as premature.
You declined it because it involves personnel matters?
It does, and it's premature. There would be some things we would have to redact, but right now we haven't even closed the application process. I think we'll probably do that when we start in our closed session, that we're going to start discussing the candidates, and I think effectively we'll have closed the process at that point.
Okay, you said you were going to send us four. I'm sorry, send us three, but there are four. Are you not sending us one of them?
The fourth one the treasurer has.
Wait, is he going to send it to us? I've received nothing.
When the attorney general sends whatever he has, that'll be a good reminder for me to send whatever I got.
Good. I'll send out the three we have, and then that'll trigger that, and then all of us will have all four, and we can review them before the next meeting.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. Then I jumped way ahead here, so I've got to step back. And item number five of new business was discuss the Office of the State Treasurer's expenses in relation of those expenses to the promotion of unclaimed property program. Is this something that you requested, Doug, or how did?
Yeah, I requested it, and as part of my earlier request that I still would hope to have pending, that we have an audit of these unclaimed property funds and where they're coming from and where they're being spent. The board decided just to get a report from Tom on two of them, and then for now put my motion on the table or someplace. But then I said, well, the third area where I have concern is how I think it's $500,000 of unclaimed property funds are being spent by the state treasurer, and I wanted an accounting of those funds, and Tom was going to put that together for this meeting.
Okay.
I apologize, Doug, but I have not been able to get together with the state treasurer to get that done yet, and I'm hoping that we can get together in the next week to do that.
Well, not to be critical, but it's been some time. What prevented you from accomplishing this purpose, this task?
Well,
maybe I can contribute something to that conversation. Since the departure of the former executive secretary, we're working one full-time administrator position down.
Yeah, I guess that's true, Brett. Thank you. That's a good point. I just, Matt can respond to this. I hope the state treasurer is ready and willing to meet with Tom and to be open about all this.
Well, this is Matt, and you don't really necessarily have all the facts right, first of all. The treasurer's office used to be $544 per, I think it was over the budget, or over the per year, over the biennium, it was a little over $1 million. I think my office was the most cut by any agency in government this year. It was like a 67% cut, which I fully supported. I don't know what the exact number comes down to, but it's under 200,000 over, I think it's over the biennium or double that over it. I don't have a lot of expenses over here. I'll get back to Tom when I have some time, but all I'd say is all I support right now is the elimination of this office, because obviously the way that this treasurer's office had been set up in the past is that it was funded out of some of that program revenue. The best way to simplify that would be if we support SGR4 and just eliminate my office altogether, it'll be gone in the future and we'll never have it here. So it's a pretty simple thing, and that's what I'm working to do.
Well, I understand that position, but for now I'd like Tom and you to put together an accounting of the unclaimed property funds and what they're being used for. Thank you.
Okay. Now I can get back to where I jumped.
Brad, do I have to request that be on an agenda for the next meeting?
I think you just have. Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
Then on to item six, the proposed land bank sale in Iron County. 640-acre parcels. We have a map that depicts the items in question. The parcels in question, we have the certifications from, we have recitals from the BCPL staff. We also have the, I guess there's certifications from Steigerwald Land Services relating to the properties. Do we have a motion to approve the sale of these properties?
Yeah, I would definitely move that. I looked through the material carefully, and it's obvious that these are six isolated parcels in the middle of Iron County property. So I'd move that we sell these six 40-acre parcels, approximately 242 acres, to Iron County for the amount that is prescribed in the motion.
I'll second it.
Any further discussion on this? Okay, I think this is all, it's all laid out in here how this is, there's support for the BC Pale staff recommendations for the sale of the property. It appears to benefit everyone involved, and so if there's no other discussion, I will call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Matt.
Aye, Brad. So that is completed. We're then on to any potential future agenda items. Anything else to bring up for the next meeting?
Real quick, this is just Matt. Just speaking about the sale, I've told the board, obviously I'll vote for all sales as long as they're appraised value. I think we're to sell the land. That's our job. I'm just wondering if at some point the staff could get back to us. I want to know if there's any purchases in the work, not land exchanges. I don't care about those. I want to know about direct purchases because I don't support any purchases of land. And one of the times that we brought up one of the purchases, I had to hear about how it's been in the works for a long time, blah, blah, blah. I'd like to know if the staff could just get back to me. They don't have to do it right now. If there's one or two or three or none, they can just let me know so I know what's going on with that.
Okay.
More than happy to oblige.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. Any other future agenda items? Then we have a report from the acting secretary. Tom, and thank you for continuing to play two roles at DCPL, both as executive secretary and as your own deputy. I hope that you follow orders. So anyway, thank you for that, and we do appreciate that. We do need to keep moving on the process to hire a new executive secretary so that you aren't stuck doing two jobs. So anyway, anything did you have to report today?
A couple quick things. Doug had pointed out earlier about the loan demand being high, and it's still continuing high, but it is slacking off a bit from the pace that it was in July and August. Our outstanding loan total is approaching $400 million right now. We're at $392. Interest rates on 10-year Treasury bonds dipped again. You know, with some of the turmoil in the financial markets, right now it's flirting with about 205, 204. When these interest rates dipped, we took the opportunity to sell some of our lower-yielding bonds, and we made about $400,000 profit on selling those. And we reinvested about $8 million into farm credit bonds that were yielding 3.75 or higher. So we swapped out some of our lower-yielding for higher-yielding and made money on the sale.
Good job.
Thanks. Based on our current holdings and our projections, we believe that the distributable earnings for this year are going to exceed $37 million, and that would be at least $1.5 million higher than last year's record.
Wow.
It's still a little too early to confirm that estimate. Because of these low interest rates, we're seeing some of our farm credit bonds being called, in essence, repaid early. And so.
Hey.
Yeah, that's what happens with some of these. So it's a little bit early, but like I said, on our projections right now, we're on track to do better than $37 million. So I'm heading up north on Thursday with Mike Krieger, our IT person. We are cutting over to a new internet service provider up there. As the state treasurer has encouraged us always to look for savings, we figured out a way to get cheaper, faster internet service at a savings of $400 a month. So be a chance to work with the guys up north on a few things and cut them over to the new internet provider.
Good job again.
Great. Okay.
That's about it for today.
Okay.
In that case, this is Doug. I'd make a motion we adjourn.
I'll second. All right. Thank you, gentlemen, and we'll talk. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
All right, bye.
Bye.
We didn't.